Frank Zappa. I can't think of another rock musician whose work encompasses such broad territory. When you look over the history of the music, I believe Frank Zappa will always be remembered as one of the real greats, as one of the real visionaries, as one of the real architects of rock music. Someone who developed a highly personal body of work, one of the most disciplined and determined artists working in the field. Frank Zappa, dead way too young in 1993, just a couple weeks short of his 53rd birthday.
Might be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down, pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. Dental floss
me a horse just about this big, and and ride them all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon-encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlighty night, and then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss bush. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn of Montana.